Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked. Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can sing
rainbow, sing rainbow.
Sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange.
Welcome to a special edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. Right now I have on the line with me Stuart Wilson, and Stuart was telling me earlier about the folks from Athens Limestone Hospital who are treating people currently with flu, including coronavirus. And he wanted to help them out because he knew what they were experiencing right now with the challenges they're facing. Welcome to the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, Stuart Wilson.
Thanks for having me.
So, Stuart, tell me about your motivation to do something for those healthcare workers and what you did.
I really just bought them lunch. A small token of appreciation for them and what they're doing. They're on the front lines of crisis that our nation is facing at this time. You know, they deserve some recognition. So all I did was I had a friend that works there, and I contacted him and said, hey, what could I do? How could I help? Is there anything y'all could use? First, he said, we're good. You know, just keep us in your prayers. And I kind of kept on, and I said, well, you know, what about food? Well, we'll never turn down food. So that's where it came from. And I just put it together with him, just kind of coordinated. How do I get it to y'all? How do I need to do it? And found a small business in town, small local business, and you know all the businesses are struggling at this time as well to fill their orders and to keep cash rolling through their doors. So I thought, you know, this is a good opportunity to help two places out that are needing it right now.
Well, and now we're using the hashtag CoronaKindness on the Mark White Show. What do you hope that this does when it comes to others who are hearing about the assistance that they can offer?
I hope that it makes them just look and think about small things that they can do, small ways that they can make a difference and show kindness to other people. This is a time for us to pull together and for us to really show people what our community and what America and what our faith is all about. And so that's what I hope that this Athens, Alabama is as good a place as any to start a movement. So that's what I want to start. I want everybody to just look for little ways that you can brighten somebody's day, because we're all in this together. We're all going through the same thing, and it doesn't take a whole lot.
obviously you were able to practice social distancing when you pulled up to the clinic and they were able to get the food. Tell me their response when they learned that you were providing lunch for them. I know there's around 25 people there at the center.
Oh, yeah. They were extremely, extremely appreciative. I got all kinds of thanks, the comments, and, hey, this really brightened our day. We really appreciate it. This is so great, and just thanks for thinking of us. Those types of things didn't take a lot. It wasn't a whole lot of effort that was expended on my part, but it made a little bit of difference in just one day for those people that I think are working on the front lines and supporting our community at this time.
With the new rules that are coming out, these people are especially important. They're our first line of defense when it comes to the coronavirus, and we want the best for them. And if people want to find ways to make a difference, they can. Even though we're practicing social distancing, there are opportunities to help other people. And I hope that people who are listening right now will continue to find those opportunities. Go to the Mark White Show, follow on Facebook, follow on Instagram. I'm doing the best I can to share the many efforts that are out there. And there's still organizations that are doing incredible work, and we don't want to forget about them either. It's a tough time all around for so many people. One of the things that we can do instead of focusing on ourselves is focusing on other people, and that allows us to have a purpose that's bigger than what our problems and our issues are. So I encourage people who are listening right now to think outside of themselves and to think about what other people are needing. We had World War II veterans and Korean veterans who needed Lysol Clorox wipes. A lady over in Florence decided that she was going to contribute to that. And then we had another person donate some money to that effort as well. We have some vulnerable people, so we want to keep those folks in our minds too as far as how we can help them.
Absolutely, Mark. It's just little things like that. I agree with you wholeheartedly. I think we're at our absolute best as people when we're thinking about other people, putting others first before ourselves.
Stuart, I appreciate you thinking about helping those healthcare workers. I know they appreciated it, and I appreciate the encouragement and inspiration that it's going to give other people to find where they can make a difference as well.
Absolutely.
That's Stuart Wilson. He's been joining me here on the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, a special edition, to talk about how he was able to make a difference for the healthcare workers in Athens, Alabama, at a special clinic for the flu and coronavirus. We want you to find ways that you can make a difference, and I hope that you're encouraged by what Stuart has done and inspired by it and finding ways that you can make a difference. I hope you'll listen next time. You've been listening to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment brought to you by The Mark White Show.
And gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.